try to do this without coughing. One of the more scathing reviews of my old band Bomb for our Warner Brothers record, Hate Fed Love, said, "The guitars on this album sound, at best, like Tyranny and Mutation era Blue Oyster Cult, and at worst, Saturday Morning at Guitar Center." Speaking of Blue Oyster Cult, when that band Bomb made our first record at a real studio, Hyde Street Studio, where people like the Grateful Dead and Dead Kennedys had recorded, my girlfriend worked in as an assistant engineer and also manned the front desk for recording time, like super hands, and gave the recording time to me to make the record happen. Blue Oyster Cult were also there upstairs in the other studio, recording their worst ever record, Imaginos. They were doing vocals with the door open. I could hear the vocal takes.
That's crazy.
I went upstairs to check it out while the band went out to dinner, bring me some dinner. And I saw a very twitchy and sniffy Eric Bloom from Blue Oyster Cult sitting on a leather couch in the hall, staring into space from behind mirrored sunglasses indoors at 4 a.m. I shook his hand and said, "Hi, I'm Michael Dean. I'm recording downstairs with my band Bob. We've been here 3 nights, we recorded a full album, it's great, and we're doing the final mix tonight. I used to be a huge fan of you guys since I was a kid, but in the 3 nights we've been here, I've listened to you record about 4 lines of lyrics in one song probably hundreds of times. And this new music, it's not good."
Aw, man. Then what happened?
He looked really crestfallen, paused for a long time, and said, "I'm sorry you feel that way, but this is our creative trajectory and blah, blah, blah." I heard my guys coming downstairs from dinner and said, "I gotta run, we're back from break." That record of ours, To Elvis in Hell, sold 1,000 copies. Probably not much less than their album, Imaginos, did. That Blue Oyster Cult album, quote, "The album took nearly 8 years to complete. It was originally intended to be the first in a trilogy of solo albums by the drummer." It's been Arena Rock Excess. I know that album lost a bunch of money too. Probably, you know, making them twitchy and sniffy. And about 10 years later, I was making amends for some reason. And I sent Eric Bloom an email and apologized. Never heard back, but that could mean anything. Sent it through the website, maybe it got lost in the cracks, but, you know. Years later after that, I heard a writer that I enjoy, Jerry Stahl, doing a book reading in Los Angeles. After the reading, he took questions. Some eager young guy's hand shot up. The kid asked the inevitable, "How do I become a good writer?" Jerry paused for a few seconds and then deadpanned, "Hurt people, then apologize in print." So here we are. Jerry's friend, Hubert Selby, who I made a movie of, documentary about, Jerry's in it. Selby's in it. Jerry said that Selby told him something when he asked him for writing advice early on, was that, "Doesn't matter how messed up your characters are, but people have to care what happens to the main character." And I think that's what's missing in most TV that's bad, most movies that are bad, most Blue Oyster Cult records that are bad. I still like those guys. I mean, they've been going for 51 years or something. Given that, they made about 6 amazing records. So yeah, man. Sorry, Eric Bloom. I won't do it again. And love Tyranny and Mutation. Alright. Take care.
Well, you did the right thing.